AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Earlier today,
this historic legislation is about rebuilding the backbone of this country.
President Biden signed the $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief bill. Tonight, the president is to give his first primetime speech. Administration sources say he's to call on states to make all adults eligible for the coronavirus vaccine no later than May 1st. The sources say Biden will also say there's a good chance people will be able to safely gather in small groups by July 4th, even as he stresses the fight is far from over. The president will also announce he'll deploy 4,000 additional troops to support coronavirus vaccination efforts. Dr. Anthony Fauci says by the mid to late summer, if vaccinations continue, it could make a big difference. He is worried about getting too optimistic.
Some states just turned the switch on and opened everything up, and we had a big surge. We've got to be careful. At minimum, people need to continue to wear masks. At a minimum.
He was on NBC's Today Show. More than half of New York State lawmakers, including nearly 60 Democrats, are demanding Governor Andrew Cuomo's resignation.
Five women made claims of inappropriate behavior against Governor Andrew Cuomo, but the sixth, an aide who says he groped her last year, has tipped the scales for some lawmakers, including Assemblywoman Patricia Fahey, a Democrat.
Cost me sleep last night. This latest one is a new level.
At least 121 members of the State Assembly and Senate, more than half, according to an AP tally, have said Cuomo can no longer govern and should quit office now. Fahey says it's hard because of his leadership during the pandemic.
It is tough.
Cuomo denies touching anyone, but his acting counsel says she reported the groping allegation to Albany police as a matter of state policy. I'm Jackie Quinn.
This is AP News. Jobless claims continue to decline, but millions of people are still collecting unemployment because of jobs lost to the pandemic. Here's the AP's Ben Thomas.
The Labor Department reports applications for unemployment aid dropped by 42,000 last week to 712,000. While still high by historical standards, it is the lowest number of claims since early November, evidence that fewer employers are cutting jobs as the number of confirmed coronavirus cases drop, and other signs suggest the economy is improving. All told, 4.1 million Americans are receiving traditional state unemployment benefits, and with federal programs factored in, more than 20 million people are currently collecting some form of jobless aid.
A federal lawsuit has been filed to stop a massive $7 billion highway widening project in Houston that local officials and community advocates say won't ease traffic congestion, but will displace and impact minority residents disproportionately. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.